Life Audio.
This is Empowering Homeschool Conversations.
We want families to come here and gain insightful strategies that empower them to successfully teach diverse learners at home.
Hosted by founder and CEO of Sped Homeschool, Peggy Ployer.
Our goal is that these powerful weekly conversations will boost your confidence to cultivate the best at-home learning environment for your student.
For more homeschool resources, go to spedhomeschool.com. You're listening to Empowering Homeschool Conversations with Peggy Ployer. We'll start the conversation with Peggy and her guests next.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
This is Empowering Homeschool Conversations, provided by Sped Homeschool, a nonprofit that empowers families to home educate diverse learners. To learn more, visit spedhomeschool.com. Here's Peggy Ployer.
We are going to be talking on this episode about how to care for yourself holistically as a parent, as a mom, maybe a dad. Whether you homeschool or not, this conversation is going to be for you. So hang on and just hear what we have to say, because I have a very, very special guest. I know I say I have very special guests every week, but this special guest is one of my dearest friends, Lisa Paul. And I am excited to share her with you. It was so funny. She came to my house this morning. We're wearing the same sweater,
just different
just
colors.
Different colors. So we know the Holy Spirit's been speaking on the same line in our lives.
That's right.
All the way from the closet. So we are just going to have an amazing conversation today about a lot of the things that we chat about when we get together. Because we both have been on some really rocky health journeys and continue to be. And what God has taught us through this time has just been mind-blowing to both of us. And so we're just going to share from our experience, the research we have individually done, experts we have worked with that have poured into our lives different truths. And it's so crazy because, you know, there are places where our health journeys intersect and we have information that we share with each other. And then there's places where it's just divergent. And, you know, I can tell that that's something that God has for you. And then there's something over here that's different for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And yet we can be so accepting of each other's journeys, knowing that we are, you know, it isn't like you have to do this practice to be healthy.
That's right.
Because we're made so individually unique.
That's right.
And so would you like to share with our audience how we met?
Oh gosh. Okay. Let's think. I got to think here. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, she is my friend and my neighbor.
Yes.
She's like, this was a shock that here we go. How many years ago was it now?
It was, I think
three?
We moved into this house 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, probably 3 years ago, because we didn't meet right away.
No,
I had heard about this lady that lived down the street that homeschooled.
Oh no. Like, I hope it wasn't bad.
No, they're like, you gotta meet her. And I just never did.
We went to, I was in a class, right? I was in a class. We do silks.
Aerial silks.
And y'all already know, I'm sure, Peggy's aerial silks. She's much better than me, by the way. I am nothing on it. But anyway, well, I was in a class and here was this sweet, wonderful, wonderful lady doing these wonderful things on silks. And I'm over here struggling terribly.
Oh, you do awesome.
And I started talking about my son with some challenges in our homeschooling and some needs. And then I was talking to Peggy afterwards, and she said I needed another teacher for math. Right, and
math tutor.
And Peggy said, oh, instead of her knowing somebody, she said, oh, maybe I can do it. Is this right? Right?
Uh-huh,
right.
Exactly.
So anyway, and then we're on the phone at some time after that, and she is, I'm like, okay, well, let's try this. And I said, where do you live? This was the funny thing, and the definitely a God thing. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's close. And then I said, well, exactly where do you live? And we were like, oh, you're four houses down from me. And they're like, okay, God, I hear you. He's so faithful.
He is. And I was telling Lisa this before, and I never really shared it with her. But when I moved to this house, I had no friends. Mm-hmm. And I just prayed. I said, God, I really need some faithful Christian friends, some people mm-hmm. that can speak truth into my life. I'm willing to listen. Just send people. And God sent Lisa.
Oh, thank
me.
You
and,
for that.
And so,
same to you. Same to her.
It's just been a blessing. And so I really want to encourage you, you know, if you just feel like, I just don't have this friendship that you're talking about, pray. God wants you to be in community. He created us to be in community.
Yes.
And when we don't have those close friendships and we are in isolation, it just drains us, because we need people to speak truth. We need people to remind us of the hope that we have. And we can muster up a little bit on our own.
Yes.
But when you hear from other people, or God speaks to somebody for you, that just confirms.
It helps so much.
Exactly.
It's Him working through all this, you know, in our lives. Mm-hmm. And He brings these friends to us that we need, and to encourage us, to lift us up, to pour into us and us into them. And definitely what Peggy said, if you feel alone, ask Him, go to Him. He wants you to have, like she said, these friends that will help you and lift you up. And definitely, and she knows I feel the same way about her. It's so good. He's so faithful. And we have both been talking. We're already going to cry. Just know that we're going to start crying.
Absolutely.
We already started crying.
Before we even started.
And it's good, happy tears. But because it's just, He wants good for us. He's our Father in heaven. He wants, we don't understand everything and things are hard, but what He keeps showing me and you, even through these hard and tough times, He is so faithful.
Right.
So faithful.
Absolutely.
And like Peggy said, our journeys are somewhat different, of course, definitely different in many ways, but we both have had health issues. I've had autoimmune issues for over 20 years.
Yeah.
But that's not the end of the story. And it's, the journey is still going. And the journey, even though it's hard, it's still good.
Yeah.
Because He is with me. And He has sent, and that's one thing we're going to talk about, He has sent so many things to help.
Right.
So
many. Yeah.
And I'm at the point now where I'm just excited at what He's going to show me.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Yes. Just like waiting like a little kid. Oh. Okay.
What's next? Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
What's next? Show me, lead me. And He does. And He's faithful to do so.
Exactly.
So
yes. That's a good point. And so if you don't know, some of our viewers that went through me, I actually was doing recordings through my cancer journey in 2020.
Yes.
And so if you ever saw any recordings with me with the purple hair, that happened then. I decided I'm going with crazy hair color with all the surgeries and crazy things I went through and different changes in my life. But Lisa was there talking truth to me. And so during those COVID times where we had to be separated, we would take lawn chairs in the front yard and sit socially distanced from each other and still talk about a lot of things. But I think at the beginning of my journey, and it was such a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call I needed, you know, and I thank God for that journey because, you know, I could have continued, but I would have been miserable.
Yes.
And the changes that have happened in my life, have been for making me better.
Yeah.
And I think when we look at it from that perspective, is God's perfecting us. And
yes.
He isn't just perfecting us in our mind. He wants to perfect our body.
Everything, yes.
Because that is the temple He lives in.
Right.
And we can't be our optimal self if we just say, well, forget that body thing.
Yeah.
And I just got to work on, you know, memorizing God's word and all these things. Well, that's good.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
But
there's so much more.
Yes, there's so much more.
And when we think it, there's even more, you know, we think, oh, this is it, you know, but there's so much more He wants to do and so much more He wants to show us. What I have to realize and what we all do and we continue to have to, He is good and we are His children.
Yes.
He is good and we are His children. Mm. He is for us. He's not against us. He is for us. I am a child of God.
Yes.
Right there. That says so much.
Things. Yeah.
And we are not better at parenting than He is. You know,
right.
We want good things for our children. Of course we do. So how much better is our Father in heaven for wanting good things for His children? And it doesn't mean we will understand it all, but He will ask Him.
Ask him,
you know?
Yes.
Ask Him. When I, you know, when I'm through these years of this journey of autoimmune issues and health issues and everything, you know, if it wasn't His will, he can do it anytime He wants. He can take this away if He wants to.
Right.
But if it's not His will to take this away, I've learned to say, well, send me things to help. And send me things.
Yes.
And it's not just for me what I've learned. It's to share.
Absolutely.
It's to share now. Mm-hmm. It's to share. And it's helped so many people. Not me. He has through me. I'm just nothing. Yep. I know nothing. But I do know the one who created everything. And He happens to be our Father and happens to live on the inside
of
us. That is powerful.
Yes.
So there's nothing here. And that's okay because He's so good. What He wants me to learn, I will learn.
Yes.
Where He wants me to get to, I will get to. With an open and obedient heart.
Yes.
Not a perfect one.
Right.
Not perfect faith. I don't have to have perfect faith. I don't have to have perfect anything because I have the one who is perfect living on the inside of me.
Yes.
And whatever He wants me to do or be or become or to share, He will get me there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
After a word from our sponsor, we'll dive back into this conversation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This is Empowering Homeschool Conversations, provided by Sped Homeschool. Go to spedhomeschool.com to get resources and support for teaching your unique learner at home.
I remember praying when I first started my whole journey, and I felt so fearful because all the medical professionals that were speaking into my life, they just generated fear.
Yes.
It's like,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You've got to take this medication, you have to do this procedure or else you're going to die.
Yes.
I mean, and it was so definite and ended, and I was like, this is not where God's peace is. And I just remember thinking that and going, no.
No, yes.
And I had some really like tough hard battles with some surgeons right. that did not want to listen to me, and that I was going to ruin my life.
Right.
And I was like, no, I trust God.
Yes.
I trust God through this. And I just really prayed, send me where I need to go. I'm willing to just do crazy things if you send me. I mean, I'm willing to do the things that they're sending me, but I know you're not in fear.
Right.
And so I can't follow fear. I have to follow where your peace is.
Right.
And yeah, this is a continuous journey for me too. But you know, in my prayer too, and you're talking about helping people, you know, I knew that generationally this cancer was in my family.
Right.
What was causing it?
Right.
And that was the root of my prayer. God, please show me where this is coming from,
right.
not just how to fix it.
That's right. Yeah.
And because God knows what's inside of us. He knows the answer to the deeper questions.
Yes. Every little detail, every little cell, he knows. He knows, of course. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. And so I just hope that that's encouraged you if you're going through just some medical issues. I know so many people in our community, and you talk about autoimmune issues.
Yeah.
I think the statistics are that over 50% of the parents who have special needs children have some sort of autoimmune issue.
Right.
And I know you are speaking to our audience, and and it's difficult because you have a child with a lot of needs, and Lisa does too. I mean, you homeschooled Noah an extra couple years, right?
Right. Oh, yes. And he's amazing, and he's wonderful.
And
he
works for Fed Homeschool.
And he works for Fed.
He calls me boss lady.
Yeah. And God is so faithful in all of that too. And God has done so much, and he's just a beautiful, wonderful, God has filled him up with so much, and he's, anyway, and Peggy's a blessing to him too. And
and now you're homeschooling your niece.
Yes.
So now Lisa's starting over again.
Yes. How did this happen? That's where you have to really trust him again. You know, I'm in my late 50s. I have to trust you, God. you know, he never grows weary.
Right.
I'm so thankful. I tell him that all the time because I do grow weary. And he strengthens me. He's so faithful to do that. But he never grows weary. Never, never, never.
Right.
Oh, and he's so good and faithful. You know, Peggy, there's so much I want to share. And he's allowed me to share with so many people. And he, through me, has helped so many people. And you know, I will say with physical and with our health journey, there's first of all, and I want, and we all know this. there's
the problem,
nothing will replace good eating healthy.
Yes.
There's nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the way he made us. That's okay. There's nothing that will replace that good nutrition. And I would say, just as my opinion, look to where he put all the nutrients in.
Yeah.
That's the best. People ask all the time, well, what do we eat? What's clean eating? What's healthy eating? What do we? And I'll just say, look, ask him first. Go to him. Always him first. Not me. We're not saying don't listen to your doctors, but don't go to your doctor first. Go to him first.
First.
Yeah.
And then you're going to know where that peace is.
That's right. And then Peggy was saying, then he'll give you the peace. It's from him. It's not from this world. But in his faithfulness and him knowing our frailty, he has sent so much to help us, so many things. And we're going to cover some of them. And there's we could do many of these. There's so much.
Yeah. And so last conversation I had with a friend, Leslie Hurd, and we talked all about nutrition. And she went into in-depth nutrition 101 for homeschool parents. So definitely go back to that episode if you're going, ooh, I need to know more about that, because that's one we're not going to focus so much on.
Right.
But I do want to talk about not eating.
Yes. Okay. Now this is, and everybody's saying, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And this is what I'm going to say about this. And this is absolutely from our creator of heaven and earth, God. Fasting. Please don't let anybody tell you that fasting is just starving yourself or fasting is hurting you. And of course, every body is different.
Yes, exactly.
And there's always exceptions to some rules, always. Mm-hmm. But our God made fasting. You fasting is healing.
Yes, it is.
Fasting, I'm going to say it again. Fasting is healing. Yes, we need nutrients. Yes, we need good water. Yes, we need all those things that he put, all the powerful healing properties in food and all of that. And
right.
But fasting equals healing. You truly want to heal. Fasting is it.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are so many good books on Dr. Jason Fung is somebody yes. that I read a lot of, and he's a kidney specialist.
Mm-hmm. And Peggy will correct me. Audio book. And so Peggy's brain is better than mine. To me, yes.
She'll remember. She'll correct me if I get something wrong. She's the brain of this. Anyway. You know, and I just get real excited about things, but she will help. But Dr. Jason Fung, yes. And he is a kidney specialist, and he wrote about type 2 diabetes and fasting. If you want to read his book, it's amazing. He is amazing, but he is an MD, and he was so frustrated on these, people and they about not just weight loss, but about healing their bodies and about diabetes right. and so many things. So he started doing the research and he saw there wasn't a lot of books out there was his
no.
journey.
Yes.
And so he started using this in his clinic, and then he wrote all these books about it. And you can find him on YouTube. He's amazing. And we
absolutely.
Learned a lot from
yes.
him.
Yep.
And then the other person I love is Dr. Mindy Pels. She okay. is like a nutritionist chiropractor, but she was set out to do, wanted a million people to fast. And she is definitely an expert in it. She went to the research and she will read you the research and say, this is what they've done. Wow. And so anyway, I love her too. I love her stuff. And she helps a lot of people. But
so how has fasting helped you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, with my autoimmune issues, first of all, inflammation is crazy.
Yes.
And crazy with most autoimmune issues. I'm sure it's just horrible. And even intermittent fasting, which is shorter fasting times, yes. your inflammation goes down.
Right.
It is so powerful for your inflammation to go down. I would say that was one of the top things. It does so much more. But yeah. one of the reasons it does, or several of the reasons it does do that, is because some of the mechanisms that fasting kicks in is, and I'm just going to, we'll go yeah, over yeah, them. And yeah, then definitely. I'm not an expert, but this is what I've learned. And this is what I know is done in my body. And I've confirmed with experts.
Right.
Your stem cells kick in.
Yes.
During fasting, your stem cells kick in. Your autophagy kicks in, which is where your own body tries to go and eat up the bad cells.
Stuff, right.
You know, that's amazing. Yep. That's so God.
Right.
That is so him to right. want to do that, you know, to help.
Yes.
And he does.
Get rid of
it's
the
there.
Evil.
Yep. Yeah, get rid yeah. of all the bad. So autophagy, and look at autophagy, and there's many experts that write about it. And there's there's stem cells, autophagy. Wonderful, fabulous things. As a 50-something-year-old woman, your human growth hormone kicks in.
Yes.
And we want that
I know
so
people
much.
Have said you look so much younger. It's like people even comment to me. They're like, you look younger than you did last year.
There
like,
you
go. Because I fast.
The fasting. Fasting will do it. Fasting. With me, I have some mast cell issues. And it actually stabilizes my mast cells.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they know everything about it. There's so much more to it. There's so much more. Of course, there's weight loss and all this stuff. But right. please, please don't let anybody tell you fasting is starving. Fasting is hurting your body.
Right.
Once again, there's always exception and there's people. But fasting is such a powerful, powerful tool that God gave us to heal our body. Fasting is healing.
There's yes.
no doubt about
it,
that.
It is. It is. And I found that as because I do intermittent fasting. I don't weigh enough to do anything
yes.
too long.
Yes.
And so I usually fast from dinner and then
right.
To about 11:30
yes.
in the afternoon. And then I eat a lot
yes.
in between there.
Right.
But my body needs that rest to detox
yes.
because my body doesn't detox properly. It's kind of what I've gotten
right.
to the bottom of with all of my journey and what caused my issues. My
right.
body just wasn't doing that autophagy
right.
and it wasn't detoxing on a regular
right.
basis. Just needs a break.
Yes.
So, yes, where was my brain going on this? I completely lost my train of thought.
That's okay. I do it all the time. Yes. Peggy, all the time.
She's understanding.
All the time.
But I'll come back to that. Yes.
Yeah. It's so, I do this in our conversations too. So it's mostly me. So this is why I have
this
to get on
me. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, Peggy. That really helped me feel better about myself. I love it when somebody else loses their train of thought or can't, because it's my life. But once again, I depend on him, and he is so helpful in the little things and the big things and everything. But fasting, powerful tool. For healing our bodies. And there's so much more to it. Yes, it's weight loss. And yes, it helps with type 2 diabetes. And there's just inflammation. Oh, inflammation. And within, I think one of the studies show within 24 hour fast, I think it's 24 hours, your gut stem cells, which is critical.
Oh, yes.
Kick in. I don't even know if that's the right word, kick in, but I'm going to use that word, kick in. And we know, and probably most of, you know, all of us know now, the gut, how important and critical
Absolutely.
That is for everything. So just within 24 hours, I think that's the I think that's what it is. Anyway, forgive me if I'm wrong, but there's just so much. It's just helped me so much. And the longer fast helped me. Intermittent fasting definitely helps me. And that's between like 16 to 18 hours.
Right.
And there's so many, if you'll read Dr. Fung and look up Dr. Mindy Pels, they will help you even better than I can.
Yeah.
But, and there's so much information out there now, but, it's just there. And maybe at first say, I can't do it. I get hungry. I can't,
yes,
there's tricks.
That's, yes. There
Don't
are tricks.
Give up.
Exactly.
There are some tricks. Like, I'm just going to throw a couple out. Like if you're eating the high carbs,
mm-hmm.
if you lower your carbs for a short period of time, then
you're a little more keto.
Yes.
Your body is going into that state of ketosis when you fast. And
yes.
So if you've kind of trained it on that keto type of diet where it's eating fat, then it doesn't affect
you. You're saying, well, I get super hungry. Well, the truth is when you get and you're starting to fast, you get a little bit of hungry, a little hunger. That's when your body starts kicking in those mechanisms, you know, that little bit of stress on our bodies. Then our body sends these signals, and I'm sure I'm going to get some experts out there are going to say, you didn't say that quite right. So forgive me, but I know it works.
Right.
That kicks in those mechanisms that say, I'm going into this healing mode. I need to heal.
Right.
But, there's some things like if you get hungry during it, you can do a little sea salt water. Oh my goodness.
Right.
People have said, that really helped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, there's just so many things.
Yeah. I use MCT powder in my morning coffee because I know my first meal isn't going to be for a while.
Right.
And so that's just enough fat to
Right.
get me through my workout in the morning.
Right.
And to get me to eating my breakfast.
Oh yeah. There's
so
many things.
And so there are things like that. And you can kind of, I think Dr. Fung talks about it in his book too, is, you know, every person's body is different, and you'll find that sometimes when you add in things like that, it's not going to affect the fast at all.
Right.
And I have found that true for me. So that's one thing that I always put in because I do an intense workout in the morning.
Right.
Because that workout affects my inflammation as well.
Oh.
So can we talk
movement.
A little bit about movement?
Oh my goodness, movement, and I both, I know, movement has always been, I know, once again, I'm going to say this all the time, it's from him, it's from God. Movement is for me, and I know it's for Peggy too, it's not just physical, emotional, it helps with all of that. It helps with lowering inflammation, not just weight loss or building muscle, though it does do all that.
Right.
It's so good, but it's also something in movement is spiritual.
Yes.
That he
is.
It's him and it's healing. I have read so many things. I'm going to forget their names right now about, healing through movement.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't have to be like what Peggy does or what I do. But it needs to be something. I think.
And you actually have to create it into a form of worship
Yes,
to make that connection.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And when you do, though, it just surpasses any exercise that you could ever do.
Absolutely. He shows up. I always say that he shows up, and I know he's always here. I don't really mean he's gone and then he shows up. He never leaves. He never leaves us. He's always here.
Yeah.
And, but I always say he shows up in it. The thing I've loved lately is I, you know, I play worship music and I dance and nobody wants to see that but him. And that's okay. nobody wants to see that but him. But he's just, in that movement, it's just, he just does something in healing and whatever they can do.
Yes.
It doesn't
have to be extraordinary. I mean, if you're just like walking to worship music or listening to something that is just healing to you and even just sitting, trying to just sit and move your arms or your legs, and that movement is just so important.
It's so, and Peggy will agree, go to him.
Yeah.
Say, what can I do if you're, what movement, what exercise? You don't even have to say exercise, but exercise. Oh yeah, even more in like what Peggy does and what I do, and I need to do more again. That it's just so amazing. If I have a time of not feeling well and I haven't exercised in a few days, or even if there's an extended time, which it's normally not that way, and then I go back and I start doing it again, I'm like, oh, yes. I remember, God. Thank you, Father. And this is so healing and it so lifts me up. And anyway, it's just, another
It reorganizes your brain.
Oh gosh,
too.
It calms your brain.
Yes.
It's so amazing to calm. I don't know why movement does that. I know somebody else knows, that's brighter than me, but it does. It's so calming to us.
Yeah.
And just another powerful tool he's given us. There's so much to share. Yes. There's so much to share.
What else is on your heart?
I learned this several years ago, and please forgive me when I get these words wrong, but this is just so something that he has taught me, so powerful, that I think I'm getting to the point, Peggy, where I think our nervous system can just override anything.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting to the point where I think he's telling me, and he'll tell me the truth, or, he'll lead me to the truth if this is true. And of course it's from him, and he's always connected. It's not separate. It's always connected with our body. He is there. So he's there.
Yeah.
But our nervous system is so powerful. It is so, and not just our thoughts, but it's our thoughts too.
Right.
Our thoughts are incredibly powerful. But our nervous system is powerful. And unfortunately and sadly, most of us, and me sometimes included too, because of this world and the sadness and our anxiety and pain and physical pain and emotional pain, and
it's
things
been on the rise so much.
And the enemy fighting us. And so we live in our sympathetic nervous system.
Yes.
Which is our fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So we're always tense. We're always ready.
Yeah. I even had a mom. She's like, when I want to relax, I sit down and I can't stop, my thoughts from racing, and I just can't rest. Mm. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's wonderful, wonderful tools, once again, that he's done, that he's given us and all of us, that will force our bodies into the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
I got that word out. Thank you, God. That is the rest and digest. And that means our bodies are calm. Our bodies are able to digest. They say digest because it's so, we need that. We need our bodies to be able to rest and digest and to be calm and not in that fight or flight, which so many of us live in all the time. Well,
absolutely.
Being the God that he is, he gave us things. He knows how fragile we are. He knows.
Yeah.
He doesn't condemn us at, oh, y'all are living in this, anxiety or not. Well, no, I'm going to give you things to help you, my children. He's so faithful. And some of the things that Peggy and I have learned about is we all breathe wrong.
We all breathe wrong.
We all breathe wrong. Oh my goodness.
There's whole books written on how to breathe. And
what do you mean we breathe wrong? Don't we just automatically do that? Don't we automatically? Right. Yes. But this is what I've learned. First of all, we breathe through our mouth.
Don't do that.
We shouldn't be breathing through our mouth. And sometimes we have to, and sometimes we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be breathing through our nose. And it just sets off. There is so much in here that he put that opens up things, help us get more oxygen in. It's just so powerful.
Right.
So powerful. But the deep breathing.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much out there. There's so many deep breathing techniques. Let me catch my breath and I'll tell you about
it. Exactly.
But the deep breathing forces our body into our parasympathetic nervous system. If you cannot get into that, if you're just still can't with your thoughts racing, then there is some beautiful, wonderful techniques that he gives us that forces our body into that rest. It's such a good feeling to be calm.
And I think as a Christian, sometimes we look at that as Eastern medicine or like Eastern religion.
And
then we go, no, don't do that.
That's right.
The problem is God created our body, like Lisa said, to do this.
Yes.
And we have to look at it from his perspective.
Yes.
Use these techniques.
Yes.
Not in a way that would bring us into that environment where we're worshiping something different.
Yes, that's
but
not
just
it at
know
all.
That the reason it works is because God created the body to do this.
Yes.
And even in scripture, you know, when God God breathed life into man, he breathed into his nose.
I know.
He didn't breathe into your mouth. Okay.
That.
So listen to this. You gotta breathe through your nose.
I think that's good confirmation for me. I'm sure there's even more to that. But that's good. Yes, no doubt. Yes, the nose. We need to, and we have to train ourselves. We're so trained. We live in this, let's see if I describe this right. We live in this, we're breathing up here. Oh, you know, the shallow and we're stressed.
Right.
And when something is like, we're always being attacked by a tiger, you know, and all this. And if we are attacked by a tiger, we do want that sympathetic nervous system. We want that to kick in and we want to be able to run, and he will help us with that too. But we want to be able to, for the most part, live in that calmness no matter what comes at us. And of course, that it is faith. There's no doubt faith plays a part. Mm-hmm. But he and his goodness and his faithfulness has given us these things. So there are many, many techniques. There is, but just when we can't go over, I know we can't go over all of them and everything, but just as a,
what's your favorite?
I would say, and we'll get into that more. The one of the best ones I've had has actually helped me calm my body down when it's physically in distress of my autoimmune issues.
Yeah.
And the alternate nose breathing is such a powerful one.
Yes.
And I'll throw this word out to you, because in the breathing techniques, the alternate nose breathing of what I have learned is one that kicks in your vagus nerve. Ooh, what is that?
Ooh, yeah.
Vagus nerve.
Yeah, we got to definitely talk about
that.
Yes,
and that's part of your parasympathetic. That's at the top of your parasympathetic nervous system, your vagus nerve. And we all want our vagus nerve to work correctly.
Yes.
I can say that. Definitely, we all want our vagus nerve to work correctly, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But what I've learned is that alternate nose, and there's several out there, and there's some of them are really confusing. I need the simplest possible. Once again, I don't have Peggy's brain. I need the simplest possible. But what I've learned to do, and I'll just do it real quickly and show, because we're just choked, but it's we're shutting off one side of our nose.
So you just press your finger on the side.
You know, and some people do this. I don't think we have to stress about what, how, or possible, nothing. We're just going to shut off one side, and we're going to inhale. Always do slowly and deep as possible.
Him. So into the diaphragm.
Yes,
just the
and
chest.
Not up here. And you'll learn as you go, and it'll become easier and easier. And I know sometimes it's frustrating when we're training our bodies to do something. Don't give up.
Right.
He will show you. He will lead you. And it may not be in a second. It can be if he wants it to be. But he will show you. You go to him first and he will show you. But we're shutting off one side and we're inhaling slowly. And then we're exhaling slowly. And I want to throw this out. Always on an exhale is great to be longer and slower in our bodies.
Yes.
It helps with all that nervous system.
Yeah.
So we're exhaling. And on the exhale, we switch.
Okay.
We switch. On the exhale, at the end of the exhale, we switch to the other side. And then we're going to shut it off and we're going to breathe in slowly. And we're going to breathe out. Exhale slowly. And we're going to shut off. Always shut off at the end of exhale.
Okay.
Now, there's many other alternate nostril breathing. I like that one. It's the easiest for me.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's an inhale and exhale, close, switch sides. In, exhale, exhale, close, switch side. The other thing I love to do, and you don't have to have your hands, is box breathing.
Box breathing. I was going to say that's one of my favorites.
Yes. You don't have to do anything. And you can do it anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
And nobody knows you're doing it.
Nobody knows you're doing it. I deep breathe all the time. I have to deep breathe all the time. But I've trained myself to do it. I train myself even to, when I work out, to breathe through my nose, which is hard to do. But just with training your body to do it, but
you
it helps.
Catch yourself when you and just say, okay, I have myself doing this. I can remember out of my nose.
And don't give up.
Yes.
You have to retrain in your nervous system. You're retraining your body. And it gets easier and easier as you do it. And of course, as we keep saying, God will help you do it. It gets easier and easier. Don't give up. You can do it. I did it. You can do it. And I'm getting better and better at it. But box breathing is so easy. And if you have to breathe through your mouth, don't get discouraged. If you have to first, if you're stuffy or whatever, don't get discouraged. Breathe through your mouth right now until you can train your body to breathe through your nose. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. Don't get so wrapped up in, oh, I can't do it. I give up. Please don't give up.
Right.
Because I know so many times.
A little bit is better than nothing.
Yes. And
absolutely.
And you'll get
everything.
yes. And you'll get better and better at it. You will, and it'll increase it. But the box breathing is very simple. It's breathing for the count through your nose, unless you need to breathe through your mouth, maybe 4 or 5 seconds.
Yep.
And then you're going to hold 4 or 5 seconds. So you're going to hold your breath. You're going to hold it for 4 or 5 seconds. And you're going to, as on the exhale, 4 or 5 seconds. And then you're going to hold 4 or 5 seconds. That's why it's called the box breathing.
Yep.
You know? And I have so many people, I'm not doing exactly for 4. I'm not doing exactly for 5. I mean, our bodies are not designed that way. And don't stress.
I realize this too, that scripture is written in the 4 count.
Oh,
so I have taken this to the point where I hadn't shared this with Lisa yet, that I actually, you can read a line of scripture, especially Psalms are amazing because they're written as songs, and most songs are written in a 4 to 8 beats. So you breathe in on the first line, you hold on the second, and then you breathe out for the third, and then you hold for the
fourth.
And
then you hold. There you go.
And there's your box breath with scripture.
That's amazing.
Right,
I love that. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's good. See, he revealed that to her. He's so faithful. I'm gonna say that 1,000 times. He's so faithful. And like I say, he shows up in the breathing. He calms his children down.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Because I think when we're in that anxious mode, everything goes off to those anxious thoughts that aren't of God. I mean, scripture tells us that, you know, God isn't in the anxiety.
No.
He's in the peace.
That's right.
But when we do allow that breathing to come in, all of a sudden our thoughts go back to truth.
Yes.
We are able to shut out those lies and all the things that are just bombarding us.
Yes.
And just center on truth.
Yes.
Again. And yes, it's just amazing.
He helps us to bring us back to that.
Yes.
I always say, I'm so goofy, and she still loves me, and she still wanted me here today. I don't know why, but I always say,
you're amazing.
And he just, thank you. He doesn't say, oh, too bad. I always say that, you know, he doesn't say, oh, too bad. You can't get those calming thoughts. Too bad, child. No, we wouldn't say that to our children. He helps us.
Right.
He's not condemning us in it. He convicts us, but he wants to help us in it. So the deep breathing. So powerful. The vagus nerve.
Yes,
oh my
God. We need to talk about the vagus nerve.
The vagus nerve. Okay. Once again, I'm not an expert, but this is what he has taught me. And I don't know how many years ago I had been throwing up all night. Sorry. I've been throwing up all night, and I was in the emergency room. And what I found is God repeats himself.
Oh,
or maybe just with me because I'm so slow.
Until you get it.
Yeah. I might be so slow at learning it, but he will. If he wants you to learn something, once again, he's saying, too bad. She didn't know the first time I told her. No, he will keep repeating himself.
Right.
So I heard that night from the nurse in the emergency room. Oh, well, next time you have nausea, you're throwing up, grab an ice pack, put it on the back of your neck. It'll stimulate your vagus nerve. What? Nah. Vegas. She goes, oh, not Las Vegas.
Yes.
I remember her saying that. Not Las Vegas, your vagus nerve. This is cranial nerve 10 out of your 12 cranial nerves.
Right, exactly. Mind.
Like, wait a minute, wait a minute. And cranial
like,
nerve.
I didn't know I had
it. Yeah, wait, what's a cranial nerve? Anyway, your brain is so amazing. Mine obviously is not right now, but it is.
Oh, it is, yes.
The vagus nerve, they have found, and they're still learning about it, it is so powerful as an anti-inflammatory, as a calming. They use it for people to calm anxiety, to help out of depression, to calm your whole nervous system. They know now it is powerful. It comes out of the brain stem and it goes separately along the two lines. And probably a doctor's going to call me and correct me if I'm saying something wrong, but that's okay. It comes down and it hits all these major organs. And it is, like I said, top of the parasympathetic nervous system. And so you're like, well, what can we do?
Right.
There's so much we can do. What's the book? My mind went Rosenthal.
Yes. Right. The Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve.
Oh, yeah. Top, Rosenberg. What's it? See?
Yes.
Oh,
well. Okay. I don't know.
I need to do
authors.
Some more deep breathing.
She remembers the authors. I don't. I've got the audiobook, so I don't need. Yeah. Yes. And I'm a visual learner, so I'd have to see the name.
I care.
Anyways.
There's some really good books out there, is what we'll say. Yes. About the vagus nerve, about stimulating. There's some very simple techniques to stimulate our vagus nerve. And the more we do it, the more it helps. There's definitely the more we do it, the more it helps. Like I said, the ice pack, I use the ice pack on the back of my neck all the time, ever since she said that. And then God kept leading me. I would hear not really on the street, vagus nerve.
And yes.
Oh, okay. What is this? And then somebody would say, oh, vagus nerve. And somebody had said, their cardiologist, when their heart was racing, because vagus nerve controls heart rate variability.
Yes.
And they taught them to stimulate their vagus nerve to calm down their heart rate. And I'm like, oh, okay. You're trying to teach me about the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I've had so many people try it and it works.
Yes.
There's different techniques. What I have found, different techniques help people. Some help people better than the others, because once again, our bodies are all different, but it helps to calm us down. And when we deep breathe, like the alternate nose breathing or just deep breathing, that's part of what kicks in your vagus nerve is stimulated. If that's the right word, it kicks in the vagus nerve to work. And some of the things I've learned is one of the very, very easy techniques of the vagus nerve, what reset is what it's called, is because your eyes are connected.
This is my favorite one.
Yes, your eye, and it helps. I've heard so many people it helps, quickly. Yeah. And it's called the eye reset because the eye optical nerves are connected to the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerves are a bunch of, anyway. Yeah. And so it's very, very easy, and I'll go over it quickly with this.
Love to and really explain it so the podcast listeners can understand it too. Because
it's so good.
Very visual.
And I'll show. I have to look too. I have to look. Wait a minute, and I have to look at something over and over again to understand. But this is so easy. Anybody can do it. But if you lay on the floor flat, or even if you're sitting in a chair like this, and you're laying on the floor, and you can rest your hands. You can rest your head in your hands.
Yeah, like you can create a cradle between your interlaced fingers.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
If you're cradling your head, the back of your head, laying flat on the floor or bed or whatever you're comfortable. Doesn't have to be perfect. Once again, don't stress about it. Just let God take over.
I think you said too, if you can't get both your hands behind your head, one is fine.
Yes,
too.
One. If you have trouble or pain, or if you can't at all, just do it anyway. Yeah. So you're laying there on the floor with your head cradled and you're looking straight up, or even in a chair, you're going to just turn your eyes to one side. You're going to move. Let's say I'm moving my eyes to the right, and I'm going to hold there 30 seconds, a minute. At first, you may not be able to that long.
Right. Your eyes really twitch. I'll just let you know. And I used to share this with people. I actually had a lady at the gym because I teach aerial silks and she has EDS as well. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, my eyes just are twitching. I'm like, that's normal when you first do this.
It's okay.
But I said, just wait for the release. That's the thing you want to wait for.
Yes.
Like a yawn or a sigh.
Yes.
My body goes limp.
Oh, right? Man.
And so it was totally different. Like my whole back cracked.
That's right.
That tension that was in my body.
It just went, whoo.
Yeah, so just like this instant release. So you don't want to do the standing up because you might just fall over.
But some people receive it that quickly and that powerfully. Mine seems to, later on, I feel, it did work, you know.
Right.
And
you notice the difference.
Yes, I start noticing the difference a little bit, but my inflammation, you know, it kicks in really high. And so it does work. And some of the other techniques work better for me too. But, and when you're holding, we're going to do this. And when you're holding your eyes to the right, it doesn't have to be painful. If you're turning them so hard and you get frustrated, release it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you'll train your eyes, release it a little bit to where you're looking through one side. You're not moving your head. You're not moving your face. Your body's just relaxed. But it's important not to move your head. And then you're going to come back to center with your eyes. And then you're going to take your eyes to the left. And you're going to hold, which you can, 30 seconds, a minute.
Yep. If
you
can't, same thing.
Yeah, build up to that if you can't. And like Peggy got immediate, pretty darn fast.
It was very fast.
She got that. And what she's saying is because your parasympathetic nervous system, your vagus nerve kicked in, she got a sigh or a yawn. Some people get that.
Right.
Because it just went into a relaxed state. I truly do not feel those. I don't get those. But I still later on feel the results.
Yeah. I've walked people through this. Actually, one woman had just had a car accident.
Oh.
And we were at a conference together. And we were talking. And I shared, you had shared this with me. And I was like, do you trust me? And we were sitting outside on her patio at the hotel. And we were both laying on the ground doing this technique. And she's yawning. She's like, oh, I didn't believe you.
I know. It's amazing. So,
Yes, it works.
Okay. Once again, God is amazing the way he designed our bodies. He designed our bodies he wants our bodies to be well, to feel good, he wants these good things for us. And there's so much. That's just one way to stimulate it with the eyes, and you can sit if you're not laying down, you can sit just like I am now. You can sit and turn your eyes, and do it as many times as you want. It's not going to hurt you.
And they say, too, is like if you are in a very stressful situation, that stressful situation, after you do this, you can calm down and you can go right back into it.
Yes.
And I found, too, that the more I do this, the more my body is able to go back into that state
easier.
Yes. Versus I could never get in it before.
So there's so much. And there's other techniques. But like I said, the alternate nose breathing, out of the breathing techniques is supposed to be one of the quickest ways to get your body in to activate the vagus nerve. The eye one, the ice pack on the back of the neck, bearing down like you're going to have a baby. Stimulate the vagus nerve because it runs through here is another way to, that one doesn't work for me at all. The one I've just come up with, I didn't tell Peggy this. Well, I didn't come up with it, but what I've heard is that what I've been using lately is a TENS unit, and there's an ear clip that will clip on. You can get it to clip on the TENS unit, and then you clip on the ear. This is the only place on the body. Somebody may correct, but the only place on the body that the vagus nerve is on the outside, really. I mean, in the ear, but
and
on
so
the outside
it makes
body.
Sense why the acupuncturist puts needles in my daughter's ear.
Yes, and so acupuncture—that's all another wonderful thing.
Yes.
A wonderful thing, but and it can stimulate the vagus nerve. But the ear clip on here to stimulate. They have studies. They've had, real studies. For the vagus nerve, for so many things. I've seen it for paralysis. They're studying it for like we said again, for anxiety, depression, inflammation, healing your gut, you want your vagus nerve to work. But there's so many different techniques. And like I said, coughing, I'm just going to go over them quickly. A gargling with water because it stimulates the back here. Ice cold water, splashing ice cold water. That's how some
and
people.
And I've heard too, ice cold water on your head in the morning. And I've gone back to even like people. Like way in the past, I can't even think of, I was listening to a biography and he's like, this guy had major health issues. And then he's like, and now I dunk my head in cold water. And I was told by my hairdresser, I needed to do it anyways, cause she put gray in, to match the rest of my gray. And she's like, you need to put your head in cold water. You can't wash it.
I have no doubt that
but
stimulates.
It wakes you up for sure.
At least you're awake. But I would imagine because the ice pack, the ice water, I've seen people calm down their heart rate with the vagus nerve stimulation, with the ice water. That one doesn't damage me. One thing that works for me, personally, is ice cold water. Drink it through a straw in the cold on the back of my neck. Of course, cold helps with inflammation too, but that kicks in mine one of the fastest, and I feel immediately my mast cells calm down, my nervous system starts calming down. And so there's so many techniques. I am coughing because that stimulates in there. The deep breathing, the ice, so much. There's so much. If y'all look at vagus nerve stimulation, it's such a powerful tool that he made our bodies, you know, and to help us with our nervous system to override, I'll say the word, override all this other stuff, you know.
And so as Lisa's talking about this TENS unit, I think I'd love to share about my biomat.
Yes, please.
This has been a huge wake-up call for me on what was going on with my body. My body doesn't detox. And so getting to the bottom of that was mostly acupuncture that led me there, because I could go and get an acupuncture appointment and my blood pressure would all of a sudden go to normal for like a day. Because we had kind of already triangulated that it was my liver and my spleen that weren't working. And that's a hereditary thing I found through my family. And so, I can't be going to acupuncture every day
to get
my blood pressure down. And I was really against having to take any medication. And so my chiropractor sent me to a massage therapist who I got on her table. I have such tough muscles. And I'm like, what is going on? And I was like, my whole body just felt like this buzzing. I asked her, I was like, what is this? And she's like, well, you're on a biomat and it emits a frequency. It has different kinds of stones in it. There's nothing magic about this. This technology is actually used in the space station to help astronauts who don't have the Earth's gravity. It is a grounding way for your body just to detox. And so I have found that I need to sleep on this. I have to spend anywhere from 7 to 9 hours a day on this mat in order for my body to feel good. And it's just crazy. I sleep on rocks. But I feel so much better. And my blood pressure within a couple of days went to normal.
It
stayed at normal.
It's amazing.
But that's where God leads you. And I think that, you know, as we're wrapping up. It may sound really crazy, you know, some of the things that God puts on your path. And I'm sure you have stories too.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that for you?
Do I have to go see this person? They're not a Christian. I don't even, you know, but I've learned that God has his fingers in everything. When we trust him above the practitioner, above the technology, above you know, all these things, he will make known to us what is healing for us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I know Peggy and I prayed about this, and we talked about this beforehand, that, and it doesn't have to be specifically these things.
Right.
Those, these things are powerful. Fasting is powerful, and you want to breathe right. You right. want to be calm, and you yeah. want to see
we try to focus on the, like, yes. the things that are just like yes. pretty much universal so, yes, in some way.
Absolutely. That we all need. We all need good nutrition. We all need all this stuff. Oh, and Peggy's Matt helped me too. She was yes. so
we only live 4 days.
That's right. And it's helped me too. She's so kind. But there's what we want is to y'all to know. I'm from Texas. Yes, y'all to know. That yeah. Go to him. Yeah. Ask him, and he'll show. He'll keep opening. Like I said in the beginning, I'm so excited what he's going to show me next. Not just for me, but so I can share, and absolutely. then they can share, and they can teach me. There is something he will send you. There's many things. He will blow your mind. Ask absolutely. Him, go to him. He will blow your mind. Don't let somebody tell you there's nothing that can help you. Don't. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've heard that so many times. That's not true.
Right.
Go to yeah. him.
I'm glad you didn't believe that lie.
No, yes. no. I go to him. He'll always tell you the truth. He will only tell you the truth. He is so faithful. Yes. So faithful.
Yeah, absolutely. yeah. Well, this has been a fun conversation. I have so enjoyed it. It just reminds me of all the things, of this journey that God has brought both of us on.
It is.
And
it's
continues
so
to lead us on. We continue to research and share things. Maybe we'll come back again at some point yeah. and share more.
Oh, please. I would love to.
Yes.
And we got through without crying.
We did.
Oh, my gosh.
So this wraps up our four sessions for this month on parent care that we've been focusing on. And so we are taking a break. If you're watching the live broadcast, just know that we are taking a break for the Christmas season. We kind of packed all four episodes into 2 weeks. So the podcasts are coming out 1 week at a time. But back in January, the second week of January, we'll start up the live broadcast again. And you can look at our schedule to see what's coming up. But we're going to be focusing on alternate forms of therapy for your student. Mm. We're kind of going to go outside the box a lot. What Lisa and I talked about is personal healing, but we're going to talk about some alternative ways that you can help your student to just really find some healing practices into your home instead of always going, well, we have to do this therapy, or my child's not. I think we buy into that, that fear that if I don't do enough, my right. child is going to just not get what they need. But, but again, there are other things out there, and God will lead and guide you. So we just want to have some of those conversations to introduce you to things maybe you've never heard of. So just be looking at our blogs and our broadcasts this next month that will introduce you to some new things that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't. So anyways, that's it. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you.
Awesome conversation.
I hope we helped.
Just trust in God. I hope our faith has encouraged you. That, I think, is the core of why God gives us this journey, is so we can say, well, he's done it for us. He can do it for you.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah, yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Yes. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm sure, hopefully you already had a Merry Christmas. And we'll see you all back here next time. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
This has been Empowering Homeschool Conversations with Peggy Ployer.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.